This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from NBAA 2009. I'm in the booth of Ferecla, which is a company that manufactures paint restorative and paint maintenance items. I'm with Michael Pearson. Michael, all of the owners in our audience want to maintain the paint on their aircraft. Some of them have chalky paint or degraded paint, and you have a line of products that tend to that. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, correct. Well, we have actually two offerings of products. One of them is a compound and polish and wax system. It's a UV wax system, and that is for somewhat fresh paint that may have a defect in it, a run, a streak, a nib of dirt, and that needs to be removed. We also have UV waxes to protect the paint, and we also have our second line of products. It's a dry wash system for the fuselages of planes during their service life that they have to be, well, we all know what dry wash is, to remove waxes, oils, greases, that type of thing. And it also leaves a very thin film of a UV protectant on the panels also.
Now, how does the dry wash work exactly? You just apply it dry and buff it off?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a liquid product. It's a very environmentally friendly product. It comes in 1s, 5s, and 55-gallon drums. You simply dispense it onto a microfiber cloth, for example, apply it, agitate it, flip the cloth, and wipe it off. It's as simple as that.
Let's talk a little bit about the paint restorative products. Many of our owners have chalky paint. It's an older paint job. The airplane's not quite ready for new paint, but he'd like to bring back the reds and the blues and the various colors that tend to fade. You have a line of products to do that.
Yes, we do. I mean, when an aircraft, the paint oxidizes and gets some UV damage, you would simply take our compound product, apply it with an electronic buffing machine, and you would use a wool pad. What makes our products unique is that they are diminishing abrasive product and not a chemical cut product. So it's like taking a razor blade and cutting a thin layer of wax off the razor blade. After you've used the compounding product, you would come back with a polish or a wax to seal it and protect it.
And do you have various grades of abrasives for doing that work?
Yes, we do. We have a couple of different compounds, which it really depends on the degree of the surface that you're working on, how bad it is. If it's really bad, then you would need something somewhat aggressive. Obviously, if it's not too bad, and you just want to kind of remove a light blemish, then you would use a lighter product. But all of our products are water-based products also, which again makes them very, very friendly to the environment.
And how about the UV wax? How does that maintain protection against ultraviolet rays?
Well, what actually damages paint is sunlight. And it's conceivable that you can put a wax on fresh paint to repel the UV rays for the life of the plane. But the ingredient that goes in a wax, which is called a UV ingredient, is very, very expensive. Our product, called UV Wax, has won several awards, especially in the marine industry. It's a great product. You simply wipe it on, wipe it off. You don't have to wait for it. It leaves a thin coating, and that in turn will prevent the UVs from penetrating through the wax onto the paint surface.
You do market in the U.S. How can owners or buyers find out about your product?
Right. We're a British company, as you can probably tell from my accent. We market in 122 countries around the world. Our website is www.farecla.com. And we are also, our U.S. headquarters is based in Shogun Falls, Ohio. We have an 877 Ferecla number. You just call that number. But we are partners with PPG, with Sherwin-Williams also, so there's many ways to find us.
Okay, well, thank you very much for speaking with us, Michael.
You're welcome. Thanks a bunch.
We've been speaking with Michael Pearson of Ferecla. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from NBAA 2009 in Orlando, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.